Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching or listening in from. Today, I want to talk about the absolute just salt, bearishness, craziness happening right now with Ethereum, the second largest crypto asset next to Bitcoin that has fallen off the face of the earth on a USD value, on a Bitcoin trading value. There are a massive number of shorts that's up almost 200%. And the Bitcoin dominance chart is rising substantially. Not only with Ethereum, but a lot of the other altcoins just taking a bath in the past month, 2 months, 3 months. So I want to talk all about that and more today. As a quick heads up, I have an interview for you coming tomorrow with Dan and Scott from Vision Hill Advisors. They are a crypto fund of fund. So I had a chance to talk to them earlier today about what is a fund of fund, what's the deal with all these crypto funds, like what are their strategies, what are they doing? Really good interview, fun conversation with Scott and Dan from Vision Hill. So keep an eye on that tomorrow on the YouTube channel and podcast. Before we get started today, I want to talk to you guys about my friends over at Finn. When I wake up in the morning, always look at my calendar, and the first thing I think to myself is there's no way I'm actually getting all this done. And I basically wouldn't. I would procrastinate on pretty much all of it. And that's when I started to realize, hey, you know, I need some help. And that's when I started to use Finn as my personal assistant. The reason I love Finn is that it's super flexible and you can get help with really whatever you need. For me, I like using Finn to clean up my inbox. I get a ton of junk mail, a ton of crappy emails about ICOs and about all that type of stuff. So I need somebody to go in to clean up my email and then to actually tell me, hey, you know, so you don't have to spend an hour looking at these emails. Here's what's actually important. Here's the good stuff. Also, finding and booking travel for me anytime I go somewhere. Guess who does that? Finn does. Makes my life so much easier. And the best part about it is I can't afford a full-time assistant. Definitely can't when we're in the bear market right now. But you just pay for Finn on individual tasks, which is what makes it great for me. Saved me a ton of time. And I know you'd love it too. And that's why I've arranged for you guys to try Finn out for free. Just use my link fin.com/Bobby. That's fin.com/Bobby to try Finn for free. fin.com/Bobby. Let's get into the episode. Now, popping over to the ETH USD chart right now, if you can see if you're looking at it right now on Coinigy, the volume sell off today with Ethereum on the Ethereum to USD perpetual swap on BitMEX was massive. You can see the red candle here. The volume was almost like twice of what we've ever seen on the BitMEX ETH to USD perpetual swap. ETH dropped all the way down to about 165 before bouncing back up to around 182 at the time of recording this video. And Ethereum has done nothing really since the release, obviously even before then, but since the release of the ETH to USD perpetual swaps on BitMEX, ETH is down about 55% against the USD. It was at about 440, now at about 180, really falling off the face of the cliff. And the just sentiment around Ethereum, it's pretty bad. Whether people are blaming it on companies that have raised initial coin offerings capitulating and selling their ETH because this is the last chance that they can ever sell their ETH for anything before ETH goes to zero, whether this is just generally investors freaking out, or I say investors, people buying Ether for speculative purposes, whatever we want to say, just generally speaking, the sentiment is awful. There are not only that, the sentiment around it, but it's becoming the ETH short is now becoming a really, really, really crowded trade. Now, definitely want to give credit to some of the people that not only have been calling for an ETH short recently, but there were people like Tetris Capital, I believe, where ETH was over, I want to say like $650 at the time. They released a big short thesis for Ethereum. A number of kind of hedge funds, crypto funds have been early to the ETH short. Now, however, I don't want to say we're done because there's no way to know that whatsoever, but the ETH short trade right now, at least in my opinion, is getting crazy crowded. It is becoming almost so obvious of a trade and so popular of a trade. Everybody and their mother is on Twitter and somewhere else, you know, using BitMEX to short ETH or using whatever else they you know want to do to short Ethereum with it. But it is becoming an incredibly crowded trade. You can see here, there's an article from CoinDesk. I will link to it below in the YouTube and the podcast descriptions. But right now, at least on Bitfinex, where there is an ETH to USD shorts, there is a new all-time high of the number of shorts, 248,000, beating the previous high of 247,000 set last Friday. The number of bearish bets is up 200% over the past 4 weeks. So over the past 4 weeks, the number of ETH shorts has increased by about 200%, with the price falling obviously substantially there as well. But there is now, I think, the possibility, or a lot of people are talking about, is this trade becoming so freaking crowded that we're going to see a short squeeze? Maybe there's going to be a big player who can come in and put a short squeeze into place, and we might see some type of at least short-term pop on Ethereum. Now, do I think that is a pretty realistic possibility? I personally do. I think, you know, there's a lot of kind of wind behind the sell-off of Ethereum, but I do think that the candle that we saw today, the sell-off that we saw, was so insane that there is a decent chance we have somewhat of a slight bounce if we see any type of a short squeeze. Now, I do want to call out, and there are a number of people that shared this. Arjun Balaji, who is one of my favorite followers on Twitter, shared this as well. But this was something, somebody responded to a Vitalik tweet today. This made it the rounds, especially from Bitcoin Maximalist. I thought it was absolutely hysterical. But somebody randomly tweeting to Vitalik, "You have to do something about BitMEX." Spelled M-I-X, BitMEX, obviously. "They are shorting ETH futures via some scammy swap, destroying our investment. This is outrageous. I call for a call to arms. All ETH community and investors, bring this info to SEC. Let them stop this. They don't even buy ETH, the ETH first." I can't even read that. The grammar is so bad. But one of the funnier tweets I've ever seen. I hope to God that's just kind of a parody and somebody being really funny, but it probably isn't, and that's actually probably somebody's opinion. But there are a ton of people now too, I think hilariously so, calling for like BitMEX's head because they now have an ETH to USD perpetual swap. I mean, you had the ability to short Ethereum on BitMEX futures that were a little bit less liquid, or actually less liquid previously, but now there's the perpetual swap, which has a ton of liquidity and has gained an incredible amount of traction very, very quickly in the marketplace. But calling for the SEC because you're in a losing trade, because they are destroying your investment. You know, as these crypto markets continue to mature, as more people get into the space, you are going to see the possibility for more and more assets to be shorted. There are companies that are also working on decentralized, the ability to go long and short in a decentralized manner. I think DYDX on Ethereum. So, I mean, that might even start happening on more and more ERC-20 tokens, which would be pretty crazy as well. But it's not like it's just Ethereum that can be shorted. You can short BitMEX on a perpetual swap. You can short futures on Tron, on EOS, on a number of websites like BitMEX or Bitfinex. But calling for mommy and daddy to save you because you are in a losing bet and because somebody is shorting a position is probably the funniest thing I've heard in a while, but also the dumbest, just baby stuff. So I thought that was actually pretty hilarious. Now, popping over to just CoinMarketCap as a whole, like I said, we are right now seeing levels of Bitcoin dominance. We are up to over 57%, which is very close to, or not very, very close, but pretty close to the high, and it doesn't look like there's any slowing down, but very close to the most recent all-time high for market capitalization and dominance in the past year. There were obviously times where Bitcoin had a 90%+ market dominance before Ethereum, before Ripple, before Bitcoin Cash gained some level of steam. But the last time we saw a market cap, a market capitalization dominance for Bitcoin this high was around second week of December, when Bitcoin was $20,000 and then sold off. And then we saw that crazy altcoin run in the mid-December to early January timeframe, in which the Bitcoin market dominance bottomed out almost a month later at around 32%. Now, we saw, again, a little bit of a Bitcoin run-up back in early to mid-April, when there were when a lot of the altcoins sold off. And again, we saw a nice little cycle back down to that 35% or so time frame, where there was a little bit of a mini altcoin season. Some tokens actually did pretty well. But since then, it has been a slow and steady move up for Bitcoin. And not only has Bitcoin's price for the most part held fairly stable, but a lot of the altcoins have fallen off the face of the earth. Ethereum's percentage dominance has gone down pretty significantly. Bitcoin Cash, Ripple as well. Just a number of crypto assets have really fallen down, and Bitcoin has, in comparison at least to them, held fairly steady. What do I think is going to happen here? I think Bitcoin, out of all the, you know, out of all the crypto assets right now, is the one that I feel most comfortable holding, and has obviously, you know, held some level at this point in time. I think we're still going to see the market dominance climb. Maybe we'll retest that 65%. Who knows if it'll go higher, but you know what's typically happened is these things move in cycles. Everybody is very bearish on altcoins. Everybody is very bearish on Ethereum. Will we see one more or multiple more altcoin runs, Ethereum runs? Does the past always repeat itself? No. If it's any indication, we will see some level of a run. Maybe we'll see some Ethereum bounce. And we'll have to see exactly how it plays out. I mean, for me right now, I think the contrarian bet, the interesting bet, everybody is so bearish on Ethereum. Everybody's calling Ethereum a shitcoin. Everybody hates Ethereum. And because of that, I am fairly interested in starting to scale into Ethereum, which I am doing at this point. Started to looked into doing it yesterday, actually made a move with a little bit of leverage and quickly got stopped out. Entered in at 179, quickly got stopped out at 169. Today, I just said, screw it. I'm going to buy some spot BTC in the, or excuse me, some spot ETH in the 170 range. So right now, just holding on to some spot ETH to see if we see any type of bounce. Not necessarily a long-term thing. I don't think we're necessarily getting back up to 1,400 ETH anytime soon, unless there is some crazy craziness. But for a short-term trade for me right now, for an opportunity to get more BTC, I think there's so much salt. I think it is just the environment is so bad right now. I do think we're, you know, reaching kind of maybe bottom levels of capitulation, specifically for Ethereum, although the bottom could certainly fall out from under not only Ethereum, but a lot of the other projects that have some level of association with Ethereum, whether they're ICOs or projects built on Ethereum. We'll have to see. Again, tomorrow I have that interview coming up with Scott and Dan from Vision Hill. So I hope you have time to join that. You'll really enjoy it. Really solid discussion on these crypto funds that are, in a lot of cases, really controlling the market and have a huge impact on things, as well as kind of evaluating how these crypto fund managers think, the strategies they use. Are they long only? Do they have a combination of long short? Are they venture? What segment are they in? A lot of good stuff there. Hope you enjoyed this video. Really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.